Episode 49, Wanting It All Perfect.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
radio. Hello,
all
my beautiful, gorgeous ladies out there. You are wowing me again. Welcome, welcome. Oh, I'm so excited you're here, and I'm so glad you stopped by. This is our chat time, and I look forward to it. It's kind of funny. I get giddy over it. I tell the kids, I'm like, okay, guys, guess what? Shh, it's my time with the girls. Yes, it is my time with you, and I so enjoy that. Before we jump in, though, I just wanted to let you know, if you are in search of more community with like-minded women, I want you to come. Go to createyournow.com. Check out Sparkle in 60. Use the coupon code podcast. You'll save some moolah, which I'm always into saving moolah. And it's my gift to you, that savings there, just for my podcast listeners. And come check it out. It's going to start February 15th. You will love it, okay? It's our first big kickoff of Sparkle in 60. You will have a blast, and it will take your life wherever you are in your journey to the next level. So come join us. I look forward to seeing you there. Now, let's jump right in. I really have been thinking about this, and it's about perfection, wanting it all perfect. And when I was thinking about this, actually, when I was doing the dishes, oddly enough, I was doing the dishes today, and I was scrubbing a pan. And okay, so I cook chicken wings, and if you listen to the bonus episode for the Super Bowl, you probably, maybe, tried out the chicken wing recipe. I hope it was tasty for you. But I actually cooked my own recipe for the Super Bowl, and I still had the broiler pans to clean. Yes, can you believe it? My dishes were still there. Now, I threw out the foil. I threw that in the trash can, so the smell wasn't there. But I just hadn't scrubbed the good old broiler pans. So I was scrubbing them today, and I had a few of them since, you know, we have a big family. So I had three broiler pans to scrub. And I'm working on it. I'm like, man, this just won't come off. And some areas would come off. And it dawned on me that that's very much like our life. You know, the life that you have moments, and those moments leave spots and residue and stuff. But because of that, your pan becomes seasoned. It becomes tasty. It becomes you, okay? It makes the food taste that much better. Like those cast irons, you know, skillets that you have, and they tell you, oh, it's going to take you months, you know? If you have one from like your grandmother, your great-grandmother, which I do, I've had the privilege of being able to carry that on. Oh my gosh, it's awesome. I can't imagine like trying to season a pan again because, yeah, it does taste a little bit different. There's something about it. So as I was sitting there scrubbing, I was thinking of you. Yeah, doing my dishes, and I'm thinking of you, the amazing you that you are. And I was like, this is so much like us. We want to sit here, and we want our lives to look just sparkly clean. So we sit there, and we scrub, and we just, you know, we keep working all the dirtiness out as much as we can, but some of it just doesn't go away. And then we're like, oh, if I just try this cleaner, maybe this will work. And we try to make that sparkly pan, you know, to make it shimmer even more. Yet it's been used for, you know, 5 years or so, and it just doesn't have that glimmer anymore. The stainless steel ones even, they tend to dull just a tad bit. Or maybe if you have like a gas stove and you cook on that, maybe it's left some marks on the bottom. Yeah, well, that's life. That's you. That's me. You know, we are like a seasoned pan. Why would you want to scratch off everything that makes you you? Think about it. So I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? But I'm sitting here cleaning, thinking that I got to make this pan like perfection. It's got to be perfect. If not, I can't cook my chicken wings again. Well, not so much, because number one, some of it may burn off later if I use it again. And some of it is just a mark. It just is there But that doesn't mean I can't use it again. So I'm here to really encourage you today. Give yourself permission to be messy. Give yourself permission to be kind of the dirty dish. Allow life to happen. Now I'm not saying just go out and say, okay, there's no rules here. No, that's not necessarily the best way to live your life, okay? There are rules. There's rules for safety. There's rules and boundaries, etc. So use common sense with that, okay? And I know you know that. But what I am saying is that when life happens, when you get a hiccup, when you hit a speed bump, when you get to that brick wall that you never thought you could go around or go through, that's going to leave a mark. But that mark seasons who you are. You know, in the episode 48, we talked about you and your story. And I really believe that part of what becomes of you is through all these events that you have. And it seasons your dish. It seasons your life. Now, it doesn't have to define you because you can refine who you are. It also, I must say, it does help shape who you are. But you can define and refine who you are by learning new things. I like to think of it as this. Love and learn. We're usually doing one or the other. So either maybe we love in the moment and we love the moment that we're in, or maybe that moment was not so great. So really what we need to do is learn from it. Two different L's. But you see, love and learn equals growth. Your growth. And so if you're sitting here going, ugh, I've got this and my boss wants this done. He wants this project taken care of, but I just feel like I've fallen short. It's not perfect. You know what? Is it your best? Because you see, you know you're never going to be perfect, but if it's your best and you've given it all you know how to give, then that's okay. And if it gets a little messy along the way, you just become a little more seasoned, a little more tasty, a little more delicious. And if you don't love it, you'll learn from it. So as you go through sometimes those moments, if you're like, I just wish I could get this done. I mean, I've hit there. I've been there. I was there. Okay, I was there today again. I was cleaning. I feel like I clean all the time. But I do, because we have a party every day with our size of family. It's a party every day. And I was cleaning, and there was this dadgum Skittles wrapper, okay? Yes, I know, I allow my children to eat candy, but it was a Skittles wrapper. It was empty. It didn't even have any candy in it, but where was it? Sitting on the counter, empty. Why did they not take it to the trash can? Okay, I'm not sure who to blame on that one. I can guess who it was, but what I do know is that I was like, why can't they just do this? I just want it to be perfect. Why do I have to keep? It's the mess ups that season you. It's not about being perfect, even though we may want it that way. Look at it from the perspective of you are being seasoned. You are allowing yourself to love and to learn. And that will allow you to grow into the person that God wants you to be. So don't give up hope, okay? Be encouraged that it's okay to mess up. It's okay to not have anything perfect. You can give your best, but it doesn't have to be perfect. And love and learn. I hope you all have a marvelous day. Make it a great one. Throw out the perfection and allow yourself to mess up. Give yourself permission to be messy, because I'm telling you, perfection just holds you back. Live outside the box. I love you all. We will see you on the other side. Blessings.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.